We're in the middle of a Halloween-themed Awkward Tuesday phone call, and the question here is pretty simple. As a guy, how do you tell your sister that you made out with her boyfriend on the haunted hayride in the woods two Halloweens ago?
Simple.
It's especially weird because after breaking up, they're now back together.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric, have you ever thought that the legend of Huggin' Molly actually worked on you?
What?
I mean, she didn't necessarily embrace you, but it got you and your sister's boyfriend to embrace.
You know, I never thought of it that way.
Huggin' Molly could actually be the start of a dating service, boy. It sounds like.
It does sound like that. Swipe right on Huggin' Molly.
But we've been thinking about what advice we can give you. Brooke, what do you have for Eric?
I mean, I think the thing is, Eric, your sister's going to be most upset that you didn't tell her. That's where you need to start. Like, you just need to say, the reason I didn't tell you is because you broke up a week later. Or he dumped you. You don't have to use those words.
Yeah.
But, you know. And if I were to tell you, it was just like salt in the wound. Like, what was the point then, right? Because you guys weren't together anymore.
Yeah, it was your fault that you got dumped.
No.
Otherwise, I would have told you if you wouldn't have gone and got yourself all broken up with. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, that's it?
Okay.
I mean, I'm happy about that.
I think that it'll just help. Like, it'll help her understand where you're coming from. And so she doesn't get hurt by this dude, right?
Yes. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because my whole thing is, like, either way, they need to have a conversation.
Right.
Yeah. True.
And, like, if she comes at me like, no, he's straight, and then I know there's, like, a whole nother hill to climb there.
You know, if,
right.
I just thought of this. If you can find a way to get your sister to kiss this guy's sister, then
it evens out.
Then, yeah, it's a wash.
Yeah.
I like that.
Maybe we focus on that.
I like that. Let's get the parents involved on this, too. Let's make it as weird as it can possibly be.
All right. You guys are dumb.
I feel ready. Do you feel ready, Eric?
You feel ready.
I'm so excited to make this phone call now.
Of course.
Ready as I'm going to
Okay.
be.
I'm going to die. Don't laugh. I'm gonna dial your sister's phone number right now. And we're gonna let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, man. Good luck. We'll jump in when we feel like you need some help.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, sis.
Oh, hey. What's up?
Nothing really. I just wanted to talk to you real quick. Do you have like 5 minutes or whatever?
Yeah, I have a minute. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Things are actually really good right now.
Yeah? Like what you got going on?
Well, Carter and I got back together, so
yeah.
New.
Yeah.
Did mom tell you?
Told me that.
Sorry I didn't tell you directly or anything. It's just a new thing. It just happened.
Oh, like real recent, huh? Oh.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's a good idea? Like, is it going okay, or?
Yeah, I mean, why are you being so weird about this? You're asking me, like, a lot of questions.
I'm sorry about that. Basically, Carter's kind of the reason I've called you. I've been keeping this a secret, kind of.
A secret?
And I have felt really, really horrible about this. You remember when you and Carter were dating the first time? And, like, you, me, and him went on that haunted, like, farm wagon ride, whatever, in the woods.
Oh, okay.
You remember that, us going on that?
That's what this is about.
What? Look, what do you mean that's what this is about? What are you talking?
Carter already told me what happened. It's totally fine.
Well, what do you mean he told you what happened? What did he say?
Look, it's okay. He told me, like, you came onto him on the hayride or whatever. It's fine. It's fine. We don't even need to talk about it. You try to kiss him, and then he turns you down, and it's like, I didn't even blame you.
No. Sorry, that is not what happened.
I'm not mad about it, Eric. Like I said, he's hot. I don't blame you. I would have done the same thing. It's totally fine. Don't be embarrassed.
No, but you don't understand. Like, what he told you is not what happened. We basically made out for 20 seconds in the woods. So it sounds like he's covering up of what actually happened, and that makes me really concerned because, like, he has bigger things to tell you now.
Eric, okay, are you trying to steal my boyfriend? Like, what are you
No, I'm serious. He's not straight, or, like, you know, not completely straight.
You think every cute straight guy is secretly not straight and likes you. I get it. We've been here
I'm
before.
Not around. Like, we made out in the woods, Sarah.
Okay.
After I did that hugging Molly thing on him.
The hugging what? You didn't...
What? Oh, my gosh.
That didn't sound bad. I don't know if she remembers that part.
Yeah. Like, you gave him what?
Yeah, Eric.
Who are you? Who is this?
Oh, yeah, Sarah, you're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call with you.
Eric, what is going on? This is so weird. Who's Molly? What was thing he just said?
The hugging Molly thing was on the hayride. That was, like, the spooky thing on the hayride. So, like,
is it, like,
I mean,
sexual?
Sexual?
Oh, no.
It's not
it was the ghost. It was like the ghost story that the farm was telling that you guys were on.
Although it does sound like a bedroom term now that you say that.
It really does.
Yeah.
But, hey, honey, you want to do a hugging Molly tonight?
Oh my God. Eric, do you not want me to be happy? Is this why you're making this stupid shit up?
No.
Oh my God. You don't get it. Like, he's gay, or at least likes guys a little bit, but if you're trying to have a relationship with Carter, like, you need to have a serious conversation with him, because
no,
I want you to end up being some of the guy's ear.
Because my relationship with Carter is totally fine. So this is between you two, not me.
No. This is between all three of us.
Well, okay,
there's a lot of emotions going right now. But yeah. Sarah, the whole reason that Eric wanted to do this phone call to you was because he feels really, really embarrassed about what happened 2 years ago in the woods.
Right. He never wanted to hurt his sister. Like, that was not his plan. And then,
yeah, but that was so 2 years ago. Like, I'm so over it.
Right.
I'm not to be embarrassed anymore.
And then you and your boyfriend ended up breaking up shortly after this incident happened. Mm-hmm. And now that you're back together with him, Eric felt like, oh no, like, I need to tell her what happened that crazy day.
Yeah.
Just so that she knows.
He's just looking out.
And making out too.
Yeah. Eric, tell her.
I mean, sis, like, I just don't want him to start dating other guys on the sly and stuff, and then you're only going to get hurt in the long run with that kind of situation.
Right.
Eric, you're totally missing the point here. I already know what happened. I've known what's happened. So...
No, you don't. He lied to you.
Yeah.
Which is more concerning to me.
Think of it this way. Who would benefit more from a lie? Would Eric benefit more from a lie, your brother, or would your boyfriend? Like, your boyfriend is going to benefit more by lying to you.
Well, you didn't grow up with Eric, and he definitely hit on multiple of my boyfriends during high school, so this is not new.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Again, so this is like a rivalry. I'm sorry. He's just looking out, okay?
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Just testing everyone.
Brooke did the same thing with all of her sister's boyfriends back when they were in high school, just to be sure.
Just looking out.
By the way, the last one's a keeper.
I mean, honestly, your brother loves you, Sarah. He really does.
And he hit us up. He was so worried about making this phone call.
Right.
Look, Eric, whatever happened, it happened. It's in the past. But you and Carter just need to get together, talk it out, squash it before Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Okay. I don't know if you want to put him and Carter together alone to talk.
Yeah. By squash it, do you mean a little hug and Molly?
No hug and Molly.